I would have liked to have retired from it, but just the inflation just didn't keep up with what they wanted.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center and Christ Family Church in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He says I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I'll never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you. You may be seated.
I want to talk to us tonight about something that is important to each and every one of us. You know, every word of God is important to me. I don't know about you. Every word of God, right, is important to me. Because when God speaks, things happen. And God, from the beginning, spoke. And those words are still bringing things to pass. They are still happening. And every word we speak goes into the spiritual realm. And it doesn't drop down dead. It keeps moving. Now, sometimes you don't want it to produce the harvest that you've called. And then you come against that, repent, and ask that thing or command that thing not to produce a harvest. But words are important. So I love the word of God. Father, we thank you tonight that your hand is upon each and every one of us here. We have eyes to see in the spiritual realm, ears to hear in the spiritual realm, and hearts to receive. We're receptive tonight to receive the engrafted word that'll change our very lives. And we thank you and honor you and love you. Jesus, you're wonderful. Holy Spirit, you're here right now, leading, guiding, directing, and anointing us. And Father, we just thank you so much. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, tonight I'm talking about something that the picture come up right now. And there it is. Can you read that? Everyone say it. Say it again. You mean it's not, I'm just sitting here watching the wheels go round and round and waiting for God to make it happen? Now, having said that, I want to say some people hope for healing. Anybody out there?
Yes, yes.
Some people hope for financial prosperity. Some people hope for peace and joy. While other people get up in the morning and make what? They make it happen. There are many people that are wishing and hoping. And then there are people that are making it happen. Amen. So that takes the onus off of God and puts it where it belongs, on us. God gave us a speaking mouth, as we've mentioned before. He gave us a mind, will, emotions. We can choose one way or the other. We can choose life or death. And we have to infuse our life. Now, this works for every part of your life. We have to infuse our life with action. Don't wait for something to happen. You've got to make it happen. How many people are, oh, I wish I had a business. I wish I had a business. I wish I had a business making $100,000 a year clear. I wish I had a business. One day I'm going to wish for another business. But right now I'm wishing for this business. And you know, maybe I'll start a business sometime. And I'm going to start a business. And I'm going to start a business. And I'm going to start a business. And you're not doing anything about it. You've got to make it happen. First thing you've got to do is you've got to, in this instance, write down the vision. Make it happen. Correct? People that are successful, you know, you've heard the saying, if you fail to plan, you are planning to fail. And that's very true. If you don't get up and do something about yourself, your life, your finances, your children, everything else, it's not going to get done. We've got to stop waiting for something that Jesus put in our hands to do. Amen. And so we have to make it happen. And I want to give you a tip on how to make it happen. First tip, write this down. You have to, if you want to succeed in life, right, in anything you partake, you have to get a vision. You have to get a vision, especially God's vision for your life. We want to get a vision, and we want God's vision for our life. Now, you can read the Bible, and he says he causes you to triumph. He supplies your need. He knows the thoughts he thinks towards you, good and not evil, to give you an expected end, a hope, and a future. You know he's got vision for you. So you want to get a vision for your life, and you want it to be God's vision. So that means you're going to have to get into the Word of God, and you're going to have to speak with the Holy Ghost on a daily basis. And the gifting that you have in your life is the direction God's going to send you. Your vision is not going to be something you're no good at. Do you hear that? He's not going to tell you to become a poet and you've got no poetry in you. He's not going to tell you to start a business and you're not a businessman at all. Something inside of you gets you going. What is it that floats your boat? There is something that you just gravitate towards. That's part of the gifting in you. You just want to be with kids. You want to help kids. You want to help children. There's vision. There's something in you that God gave to you, each and every one of us. Now, that vision, you got to see this. But I'm talking, there's that side of things to live your life that way. But I'm talking about you got to get a vision of you being healthy. You cannot be healthy without seeing yourself healthy. And this is a fact, I'm telling you. You will not be prosperous until you see yourself prosperous. You can't be a millionaire until you think like a millionaire. And there's some great books out there that you can read. But let's say I get a vision of myself being healed. I see myself healed. I see me running. I see me jogging. I see me able to eat anything without getting sick. I see me not getting sinus problems. I see me not getting migraines. I see me not whatever it is. And I see me with that. I get a vision of me. And then how do I get that vision to come to pass? Faith brings that vision to pass. If you've got no vision, you've got no faith to bring anything to you. There's a song that I sent to you today, James. And I was listening, I sent you that song list today. And there's a song, Faith is the Highway. Faith is the highway to God. Faith is the highway to prosperity. Faith is the highway to healing. Now, it's not faith that heals you. It's faith in God that heals you. Faith in God that gets you the prosperity. But faith is the highway. You cannot get there without faith. And there's that song I realized after my message, and I sent that to you, and I was searching for that list for a long time, and the song was Faith is a Highway. And I just love that. But faith brings the vision to pass. Say, faith brings the vision to pass. No. Say, faith brings the vision to pass. Past, pass, I don't care. In this case, just mean it. Faith will bring the vision to pass, but your faith is in Christ. Always remember that. Your faith is not in you. Your faith is not in how great your faith is. Your faith is not in anything but Jesus Christ, the promise that is given to us in the Word, by the stripes on his back you healed. My faith in him having done that will bring that to me. See, it's not my faith in myself. It's not my faith in me. Some people go, oh, you got big faith. Just don't even go there. And every bit of faith you got was given to you by God, first of all. And without you growing, your faith is going to stay small. That's why I said, you have little faith. Where's your faith? You have no faith. God spoke to people. He said, your faith has made you whole. 13 times he said, your faith. I think, no, it wasn't 13, but it was a lot. Your faith has made you whole. Amen. So faith in Christ gets you what it is you're after. Go with me to Hebrews 11. Hebrews 11. And we're looking at verse 1. I'm going to read it from four translations just to let it get into you. Now faith. Everyone say, now faith.
Now faith.
Faith is current. I know it's the wording, now faith is bringing you, but I want you to know that faith is current in something that happened 2,000 years ago. My faith in what Jesus did 2,000 years ago is current and alive today. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, before I go any further and give you the other translations, I did a study on that scripture, on that verse, and the word substance, now faith, is a substance. Faith is trust and belief. Faith, your trust and belief, is a substance. The word for substance in the Strong's is foundation. Faith is the foundation. Faith is a substance of things hoped for. That word hoped is not like I said, people are hoping for this. There's a wishing and hoping. That's not the hope that's talking about. Now faith, the substance, is the foundation. Your faith is a substance of things hoped for. That word hoped is expected. Expected. Everyone say expected. It's not you just wishing for something. It's something that's expected because you know it's there. You see, I said something last week. I said, you know, if it can go from bad to worse, you know it can get better, or it can get good. You know, if it can go from bad to worse, you know it can go the other way as well. From bad to good. You understand? It's our thinking. It's what we're believing. It's what we're saying. It's movable. Faith can move facts. Faith can move facts. Zoe, she's here on Sundays. She had a tumor. What did she have? She had something. She had a tumor in her stomach, remember? And she was going for an operation. And she had they had everything ready. I mean, all the x-rays, the whole deal. And she had the tumor in her stomach. She was going for the operation. I think 2 weeks from the time she told us. And we prayed for her at the altar in tradition. And she went to the hospital, I think they actually cut her up. They didn't re-examine her. They didn't take another picture. They cut her up. And they went in, they said, there's nothing there. There was nothing there. Ask her when she's here on Sunday. And they closed up and sent her home. Faith will change the facts. Faith took something that was impossible to the natural mind and made it absolutely vanish. They opened up. If they had just done another x-ray, they would have seen there's no reason to operate. How many people have we seen stuff happen? So faith in Jesus Christ, the finished work of the cross, will change the facts. Amen. So we're not hoping for it like the world hopes. Faith, your belief, your trust in God, is the foundation of things hoped for, expected. I'm not just hoping for nothing. I'm expecting something. When you pray, believe, you receive it. Right? Mark 11. When you pray, believe, you receive it. And guess what? Then you'll have it. So I'm believing. If I pray and I don't expect a result, then my prayer was useless. Did you get that? When you pray, believe that you receive it and you shall have it.
Thank you for joining us at Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety,
log on to christfamilychurch.net or join us for our live services on Sundays at 8 a.m. in our Tradition Town Hall campus at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, or join us in our 10 a.m.